I'm Conductor Eric Nielsen, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Chie. I'm 14 years old, and I play nothing. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio. Yay!
Thank you, Chie, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Dragon Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have one more hint for our Quizlet coming up after the music. Today, we're going to encounter a dragon at the opera. That opera is Siegfried, which was composed by Richard Wagner and premiered in August of 1876. Now, Siegfried is one of 4 works that are referred to as The Ring Cycle of operas by Wagner. Now, we'd love to tell you all about The Ring Cycle, but summarizing that is like trying to summarize The Lord of the Rings in a minute, and we can't even do that in a whole week of Kids Commute, so we're just going to talk about the dragon. There is a tiny bit of a Lord of the Rings link here. We'll get to that in just a second. Today's dragon comes from 13th century Icelandic mythology. He started out as a man named Fafnir, a dwarf, with a powerful arm, and he was a person who is immune to fear. Now, he's acquired a whole lot of gold and a magic ring that helps the wearer find more gold. And the problem is that both the gold and the ring are cursed. But Fafnir, who knows no fear, doesn't care. He kills a sorcerer to claim the gold and the ring all to himself. And here is where I mention a slight link to Lord of the Rings. If you've read The Hobbit, or seen the movies, you know it features a giant dragon named Smaug, who's very greedy and loves to hold on to his gold. Well, this is the same kind of idea. Why do dragons hoard gold? Well, in this instance, it's because it's cursed. And over time, Fafnir becomes greedy and mean, and he hides in the wilderness to protect his fortune and turns into a dragon to protect his treasure, and he breathes poison into the land all around him so no one else can get it. So if you do read The Hobbit or see the movie, you'll know that the idea of a big, greedy dragon is a very, very old one. We're about to hear the music for Siegfried Killing the Dragon, spoiler alert for a very old opera. This is performed by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Lauren Mazel. And with that, the noble Siegfried slays the dragon Fafnir. That was music by German composer Richard Wagner, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Lauren Mazel. By the way, something neat about Maestro Mazel. He was an Interlochen kid, and he made his debut conducting the Interlochen High School Orchestra when he was only 8 years old. Apparently, the baton was almost as long as he was tall. Now, kids commuters, let's ask you our weekly Quizlet question one more time and give you our last hint for the week. If you get the answer right, we'll give you an on-air shout-out, send you a little token of our esteem in the mail, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from Go-Go Squeeze. Now, as a reminder, here's our riddly question this week. We all know that dragons breathe fire, but there's another thing they have to defend themselves. What do you call a dragon's armor? My goodness, we have Quizlet aces everywhere. So many of you have gotten this right. By the way, I wanted to say, yesterday we were wondering, where is Quizlet ace Milo from? Quizlet ace Milo is from Cedar. So, Cedar, there is a Quizlet ace among you. Sam and Jonah in Traverse City. Rebecca and Jack in Charlevoix. Ames and Copeland in Harbor Springs. By the way, to correct a pronunciation, it is Lewis in Arcadia. Laura in Bel Air. Hazel in Rapid City. Fulton in Traverse City. So many Quizlet aces this week. If you heard your name twice or you haven't heard it yet, it's because we have a giant pile. So let us know if we did not catch your name in this. Now, in case you haven't gotten this right yet, here is your last hint. A dragon has these, or you can weigh yourself on them. What do you call a dragon's armor? Do you have it now? Let us know. Send us a text message with the answer, your name, and address to area code 231-237-7482. Good luck. We will tell y'all the answer tomorrow. I also want to thank all of you who came in with requests for Request Week. We do have all the requests we need now. And we'll let you know in the next couple of days if your request is going to make it onto Request Week. We will do our best to get them all in there. And if not, trust, we'll find a way to make that happen. Okay. Thank you so much. That's all for Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Please have a stupendous day.